Jumping to apply to another job when you hate your current job feels like the most natural thing to do. However, if you don't have clarity, you will quickly find yourself in yet another miserable job. So in this episode, I am sharing 4 questions to answer before submitting another job application. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, and I share insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. Let's dive in. Today, I'm going to be sharing 4 questions that you absolutely must take some time to answer before you submit your next job application. And this came out of, yesterday I was interviewed by a publication that is, I think in the next few months, they're going to put out a guide for some sort of like a top tips or strategies to land your dream job, something of that sort. And they wanted me to share some thoughts, which I did. And it was actually fun. I love doing interviews. But at the end of that conversation, she asked me, what is one thing that every job seeker needs to have? And the answer came so quickly to me. I was like, clarity. I mean, I was like, if you're looking for my top answer is clarity, but sometimes people might want the more tangible things. And so I was like, if it's more tangible things, you know, a nicely tailored resume, but really even before the resume, the one thing you need if you're job searching is clarity. And then I got off that call and I realized that, you know, I think I say that quite a bit in my content, in my training. I talk about how you need clarity before you job search. But for some people, it might be a situation of, well, what does that mean, have clarity? Like, what does it look like for me to have clarity? And so today I want to share with you, like I said, 4 questions to answer. And it's specifically because these questions will help you get clarity before you start your job search. Now, I have to point out that this is not even tailored to marketing yourself for a role at all. And that's the other thing I like to remind people is that when you're job searching, you automatically become a marketer. You automatically become a salesperson. You are marketing yourself, your skills, your value add for the organization and the job that you're applying to. And so with these questions that I'm going to share with you, I'm not even talking about the marketing piece of things or the tailoring yourself piece of things, the resume, the more like technical aspects of job search. I'm not going there at all. This is strictly if you don't yet have clarity, which is an absolute must before you start job searching, here are some questions that I want you to take some time to answer, reflect on, jot down your responses to before you submit another job application. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump right in. The first question that I think is really important for you to answer to get clarity before you submit another application is, what type of work environment do I thrive in? What type of work environment do I thrive in? This is such an important question because the environment around you highly, or I should say, like, it plays a large role in your satisfaction at work. The environment around you, whether it's the actual physical environment, like your workspace, but also thinking about the people you're working with, the type of management you have, the culture of your work environment, the environment that you're in plays a massive factor in how satisfied or dissatisfied you are at work. And I don't think a lot of us really stop to check and see, well, what do I like my work environment to be and feel like? You know, a lot of times, and I talked about this in that interview I mentioned, what I've seen happen, especially recently, is you realize that you're unhappy in the job that you're doing and that you need a new job. And then you just get on LinkedIn or Indeed and start scrolling, looking for jobs. And then you apply for a job without that clarity, without really thinking, what is the type of environment I'm trying to go into? And usually what that tends to result in is that within a few months, honestly, within a few weeks for some people, you already know that that job is not aligned and you're unhappy again. And so one thing that can help you get clarity is really asking yourself, what type of environment do I thrive in? And when you're thinking of environment, I want to offer you 3 environmental factors that I want you to consider to really help you reflect on and answer this question. The first is pace, P-A-C-E, pace. So what is the intensity of the work environment that you're in? Is this an environment where you're always working on a project? You're always going fast. Things are always happening. It's like go, go, go environment. Is it an environment that things are more laid back? Things are more chilled. You know, you submit a project. It might take them 2 weeks to get back to you. Or, you know, are you getting emails at 24/7 at 3 a.m. in the middle of the night? You're getting emails. What is the pace of the work that you're actually doing? What is the pace of the environment as a whole? Are people moving really fast or are people moving really slowly, more chill? I don't know why, for some reason, what's coming to my head. So stereotypical. I'm just thinking like the surfer dude, just like, yo, bro, chill, dude. I don't know why that's the thought in my head. But the pace of the work environment that you're in really matters, because if you are someone who tends to be more chill and more laid back and more relaxed in how you move through the world, and you end up in a work environment that is super fast paced, super quick, they expect you to always be on, always available, always responding, over time, you're going to become dissatisfied. Like, you can only maintain that for so long because the pace of the work environment is inherently counter to the pace that you like to operate in. So pace is one way to identify or to really evaluate the environment. Another way to evaluate the work environment is rhythm. So I want you to check in with the rhythm that you prefer in your work environment. And so I want you to think of rhythm as the pattern of the pace. So like I said earlier, pace is how fast we're going. And in some workplaces, you know, they have busy seasons. It's like, you know, the fall is our busy season. So we are going at a faster, higher pace. And then when spring comes, things slow down a little bit. And when things slow down, we tend to be more chill, not as many projects that we're working on. And so that is the rhythm. It goes up and down. It's sort of like a wave. It's not always up. In another workplace where maybe it's a kind of a startup where there are always projects going on, there are always things people are doing, always projects happening. And it's always happening at a fast pace because projects can always be going on, but going on at a slower pace. So that rhythm of it's always up here, fast, 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 high energy all the time. That is the pattern of that pace where we're always up here. That is the rhythm. So I want you to ask yourself, what kind of pace do I like in a work environment? What kind of rhythm am I good with? Occasionally, I don't mind the high energy always go. As long as I know that there's going to be a time to come back down. As long as I know there's going to be a lull and it's sort of like a wave. Or do I just like to always be on the go? I like work environments that are always high paced, high energy, always on call. And the third thing that is important to ask yourself as it relates to the work environment is endurance. How long? How long can you sustain the rhythm that you have identified? So if you're looking at work environments and you're saying, I like a work environment that is really high paced, high energy, well, how long can you endure that? Are you able to work at that high pace, high energy for 5 years, 10 years? Or is that maybe why you prefer for there to be sort of an ebb and flow in the pace? Because you know that, you know, I can only endure the high pace for a few months. And so I need to be able to come down. And if I'm in a work environment where the work pace is sort of like this wave, I can endure that for years on end without burning out, I should say. And so that's the first question to ask yourself is, what type of work environment do I thrive in? This will be really helpful for you before you even submit an application, because it will allow you to, once you clarify, these are the types of work environments I thrive in and that I enjoy working in. When you are applying to jobs, it will allow you to, one, ask really clear questions in the interview so that you can better evaluate the role. But two, when you start connecting with people and doing interviews or like informational interviews, it allows you to ask the right questions because you can ask people to describe for you what the pace is like in a way that you can understand. And so work environment is the first thing that I want you to ask yourself about before you submit another application. The second thing that is important, the second question that is important for you to answer before you submit another application is, what have you learned from your past jobs? What have you learned from the previous jobs that you have held? I think often when we are coming out of a job situation that was less than stellar, right? So a job situation where we didn't really feel good in the work, it wasn't aligned, we didn't feel satisfied. It is easy for us to discount that entire experience as being a total fail. We just want to escape that work environment and put it behind us and not look back, or like, I am moving forward, I am not looking back. But, or I should not say but, and even in those situations where we're coming out of less than ideal work situations, there's a lesson learned. Through that work environment, maybe, or sorry, through that work situation, maybe you have learned the kind of management style you don't appreciate. Maybe you have learned the kind of work pace you don't like. Maybe you have learned the kind of work tasks you don't like. And I think sometimes we can discount the value in knowing what we don't want. It can often feel like, okay, yeah, I know what I don't want, but what do I want? I still don't have clarity. Don't discount that. Eventually, in eliminating the options and eliminating and saying, I don't want this, I don't want this, eventually what you do want will make itself clear. And you often just, you need experience to figure out what it is that you do want. And so as you are looking for jobs, before you submit another application, ask yourself, what did I learn in my past jobs? What am I taking away from this job that I'm leaving, or the jobs that I've had in the past? What are my preferences? How do I like to be communicated with? How do I like to be managed? How do I like to interact with my colleagues? What are my dislikes? What are my likes? What are my boundaries? And this one is a really big one. What are my boundaries as it relates to the work I will do, the way I will communicate, the issues that I will or will not be silent about when they come up in my workplace, in a meeting, how I will be treated in meetings? What are your boundaries? I think that as we think of, okay, a lot of people are coming out of these really negative and toxic work situations. Oftentimes, those work situations that have been less than stellar, they give you a lot of information about what your boundaries are. They give you a lot of information about what you will and will not stand for in the world of work. And so it's important that as you're looking for jobs, before you apply to another one, you answer that question, you know, what do I want to stand for in the world of work? What skills did I realize that I enjoy using or that I didn't enjoy using? That's something else when we think about what are you learning from your old jobs? Sometimes, a lot of times, you get in a job and they start giving you like other things to do, so to speak, like other tasks, other activities that were maybe beyond the scope of your job. But in doing all those different things, you use a lot of skills. And in using all those skills, you start to learn, what skills do I like using? What skills don't I like using? What tasks do I like accomplishing? What tasks don't I like accomplishing? So I really want to encourage you not to discount the value in even those jobs that you hated. Because looking back and reflecting on what you're learning and what you're taking away from those previous jobs will really clue you into, what do I want next in my new job? So the third question that you need to answer before you submit another job application is, what are my values? Right. So speaking of boundaries, the third question that is important for you to get clarity about is, what are my values? And this one is really important because your values are your beliefs and principles that drive and guide our behavior. And I wrote the definition down here because I wanted to really give that to you all clearly. Your values are your beliefs and principles that drive and guide our behavior. And I work in my program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. In the second week, actually this week for the current cohort, now that I think about it, we clarify your non-negotiable values. And without fail, women always say how this is the most impactful part for them. And then they'll talk about how clarifying values helps them identify their boundaries. And so your values really helps you figure out, similar to what I said earlier, what you will and will not stand for in the world of work. Your values are really important for helping you improve your decision-making abilities. Because when you are clear on your values, when you know what you want, and I should back up and say, when you know what you stand for, it is easier to know what you want. When you know what you stand for, when you know what those boundaries are, this is what I will not and will stand for in the world of work. When it comes time to figure out, should I apply to this job? Do I want to work for this company? Do I want to be in this role? It becomes so much easier to answer that question because you can do your research, audit the environment, and then ask yourself, does this job align with what I stand for? Or will being in this job cause me to violate what I stand for? So if you are someone who is saying maybe honesty and integrity is a major value of mine, and then you see a job come up, and in looking at that job and doing your research, you realize that you might have to create some alternative facts in the work that you're doing, right? Like, you might have to fib numbers here and there, or maybe just, let's just say you might have to act outside of being honest and integrous. Then if you already know that honesty and integrity is a core value of yours, once you learn that piece of information about the job, it becomes so much easier to say, no, I can't, I'm not going to apply to this job, because I don't want to be forced to constantly live out of alignment with my values. Because if you are constantly living out of alignment with your values, trust me, 98% guarantee you will become dissatisfied in that job. You will absolutely become unhappy in that job, guaranteed. And so when you have clarity about your values, it improves your decision-making abilities. The other reason why it's so important to clarify your values is because it improves your work satisfaction. When you are doing work that is aligned with your values, you feel more satisfied at work, because now you feel like you're doing meaningful work. You feel like you're living on purpose. And meaningful work is one of the major keys for having career satisfaction. And so clarifying your values really will help you improve your work satisfaction. And finally, it will help you set goals better. When you know what your values are, when you know what you stand for, it makes it so much easier for you to establish your goals and your priorities, because your values will guide those things. Your values will help you clarify, okay, what am I prioritizing? If family is a core value of mine, then maybe I'm going to be prioritizing family time. And so when a project comes up, or when a new job comes up, I'm going to ask myself, how much is this job going to take me away from my family? Right? How much is this job going to impact or interfere with this area of my life that is equally as important as my job? And so when I think about, you know, again, talking about values and goal setting, I remembered a woman I'm currently working with. And what she talked about in our very first session of FYFC, she talked about how, because I was asking them to reflect on some questions and trying to just clarify, you know, who are you? What do you want? And she made a statement that really stuck with me. And she said, you know, as I think of my career, I have rarely been asked or rarely thought about what I want. And so you asking me what I want, I'm going to have to really sit with that, because I'm not familiar with doing that when it comes to my career. And I thought that statement was so powerful, because it really, to me, highlights how much we can just go through the motions in our career, do what people tell us to do, apply for jobs because we think it's the next logical step in our career, without really pausing to ask, is this actually really what I want, what I desire in my career right now? And so clarifying your values is one of those, it's like a foundational basic way to really check in and say, if I know what's important to me, which is values, then I know before I apply to a job, before I work with a company, I'm going to ask, how well do they align with what is important to me? And that is you answering that question, what do I want? And I want to really encourage you, if that client story I just shared, if that is a thought process that feels familiar for you, where you're listening and you're thinking, yeah, I actually haven't really thought about what I want in my career. I've just done what people have told me to do. I've just done what seemed like the next logical step. I want to, first of all, invite you into the knowledge that it is perfectly okay for you to ask yourself what you want in your career. It is perfectly okay for you to prioritize what you want in your career. As a matter of fact, I'm a big advocate for you prioritizing what you want in your career, because when you do that, you show up better at work. When you are in a workplace that is aligned with who you are, where the job is aligned, the job feels good, you feel energized by the job, it allows you to then show up in excellence in that job. It allows you to show up and do the work better, but it also allows you to serve those around you better, because you're happy. You're not walking around with this big weight on your shoulder where you just feel dissatisfied and unhappy, and you're like snapping at people and grumbling, and your relationships are suffering. And so if that hit home for you, where you're like, you know what? That's so true. I've never asked myself what I want in my career. I want to invite you to set aside some time this week, in addition to reflecting on these questions I'm providing you, to also really ask yourself, what do I want in my career? Because as I'm saying this, I even think of another client, Jody, and I can say her name because her story's on the podcast, she's on the website. I remember Jody talked about, Jody had been in her career path for, I think it was 16 years. And she said so clearly that she had just been climbing the ladder, going through the motion, taking jobs because it's what seemed like the next logical step. And for about 5 of those 16 years, she had known she was unhappy before we worked together. And so Jody is one of those perfect examples of, we can do what seems like the next logical step, but the next logical step in your career doesn't always equal the most aligned step for you. And so it really is important that you're not just going through you just take a promotion because they offered it to you, take a job because it seems like it's the most, you know, oh, this is the skills that I have, I'm just going to do that. The skills you have doesn't mean you actually enjoy using those skills. We all develop skills if we do something long enough. And so I really want to encourage you to pause and evaluate and ask yourself, am I doing work that is aligned? But that is separate from the question, which is really, what are my values? Okay, before you submit your next job application, ask yourself, what are my values? I'm going to pause because I saw a comment. Bella Bewig said, I love this evaluating process. Thank you. You're welcome. That's why I'm here. And I hope that you all write these questions down and actually go back and evaluate. Because right now you're listening to me, you're taking in what I'm saying, and it can be hard to listen and process and evaluate at the same time. So I'm really offering these questions because I want you to write them down and set aside time to actually go back and answer them. Which brings me to the last question that you absolutely must answer before you submit another job application. And that is, what are my career goals? What are my career goals? What do you want to achieve in your career? What, if you think about, and when I say career goals, I want to be clear about my stance on this. I'm not talking about 5-year goals. I'm not a fan of people like, what are your 5-year goals? What is your 10-year plan? I'm like, girl, anybody know where they're going to be in 5 or 10 years? 3 years ago, we didn't know we would have COVID. And yet here we are. You know what I'm not a fan of 5-year goals, but that's an aside. But you should have 2-year goals. Every year, every quarter, really, you ideally should be looking outwards for the next 2 years. Where do I want to be? Where do I want my career to be? And here's why I said that. Because you as a person grow and evolve about every 2 years. And so I tell people, your current job has an expiration date. Like at the 2-year mark, I'm like, that job has expired. It's time for you to be doing something else. And let me clarify again, something else doesn't mean you leave the company and go to a whole new job. No, when I say your job has expired, it just means it might be time for you to take on a new project. It might be time for you to take on a new, somebody to mentor. It might be time for you to add a new responsibility to your task. It might be time for you to apply for a promotion. Or it might be time to leave that company because the research shows that people who leave companies over their career will make more money than those who stay with one company for the long term. But also conversation for another day. Or it might be time for you to pivot entirely. But every 2 years, you really should be stopping and evaluating, where am I in my career? Did I achieve the goals that I set for myself 2 years ago? If not, what kept me from them? What got me closer to them? And what are my goals for the next 2 years? And then as you are thinking about submitting a job application and applying to a job, when you think of your goals, then you can ask yourself, is this job going to bring me closer to or take me further away from my goals? When you have clarity about your career goals, you can ask yourself, what is the role? Where does this job fit in the story of my career goals? Where does the job fit? How is it taking me one step closer? Or is it taking me further? And if it's taking me further, then why am I applying to this job? And goals are so important. And I actually wanted to point out, there are two very specific reasons why I'm saying you need to answer this question before you submit an application. And one of them is that when you have clear goals for your career, it gives you direction and purpose in your career. If you don't have career goals, if you're someone who has never set career goals, it literally is like getting in your car and just driving somewhere, but you don't know where that where is. Like literally you just start driving. You're wasting gas, you're wasting energy, you're putting wear and tear on your car with no aim or any purpose. When you have career goals, it gives you purpose and direction because you know where you're going. You literally know, okay, if I set a career goal, everything I do between now and whenever I achieve the goal should be taking me closer to this task, to this outcome, to this goal. And the reason why I said tasks, as I was saying that, the thought that came to my head is it then allows you to evaluate even the work tasks that you're doing. It allows you to evaluate the roles that you are involved in. How is taking this project on getting me closer to my goal? Should I say yes to this? Should I say no to this? Will it let me develop skills that would get me closer to my goal or further away from my goal? Is this task, this activity going to be a time waste because it's not getting me closer to my goals? And am I saying every single thing we do at work will always bring us closer to our goals? No. Sometimes we take one for the team, right? We do something to help out the team, the organization. That's life. But if you have goals, most of your time ideally will be spent in tasks and activities that are bringing you closer to your career goals. And so when you have career goals, it gives you purpose and direction in your career. And the second reason why goals are so important is it keeps you motivated and engaged in your career. When you set career goals, it literally, I don't know the word to give you, but I'm just going to give you an example. I remember, so if you don't know, my full-time job currently is as a professor and I'm on a tenure track, which means there are things that I need to do before to get tenure, which I'm actually going up this semester. And so I remember last year, knowing that this year was my tenure track, like a big part of that is the research that we do. The amount and quality of research that I accomplish really determines if I get tenure or not. And so last year, knowing that I was going up for tenure this year, maybe it was 2 years. Maybe it was 21, not 22. I think it was in 2021. Knowing that 2023 was my tenure year, I set very specific career goals. I wanted to submit 6 manuscripts. Like that was my coming in the year. It's like, I need to submit 6 manuscripts because I know how long it takes for the publication process. And I remember reflecting on that and actually talked about this in my, at the end of 2022, I shared an episode on the podcast, 7 Lessons for Life and Career in 2022. Check that podcast episode out. If you listen to the replay on the podcast, I'll link it in the show notes. I talked about how one of the powerful things about setting goals is not always the achievement of the goal. It's who you become on the journey to achieving the goal. And I actually first learned this lesson in 21 and it solidified in 2022. Because I remember when I set those research goals, I was so intentional about I amazed myself. But for like months straight, I would wake up, do my morning routine. And from 9 to 10, a full hour, I would do research. I put a rule for myself. I couldn't get on social media until I finished an hour of research. I was so disciplined. And I accomplished most, I think that I ended up submitting 5 of the 6 manuscripts, but it felt so good because even that number 5 was bigger than what I had submitted in the past. And so when you set goals, maybe this is what I was trying to say was when you have goals for yourself in your career, it forces you to evolve into the next version of yourself. Because you have to put structure in place. You have to put discipline in place to try to work to achieving those goals. And whether you achieve the goals or not, the version of you that evolved while you were trying to achieve those goals, that is the win. Who you became on the journey to achieving the goals, that is the win. It's not about the numbers that you hit. It's about how you evolve, how you grow, how you develop, the next level version of you that evolved, that shows up because you set those goals for yourself. And so when you set career goals, it really pushes you to upskill, to build your network, to get mentorship, to do research. It forces you to become more of an expert because now you're going deeper into whatever the topic is of your work, of your job, of your career area. Like whether it's you're saying, you know, I want to become a manager in 2 years. Okay, well, to become a manager, I have to be better at managing people, managing myself and my time. And so I'm going to develop my relationship skills. I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to talk to people. I'm going to share my goals with people. And in doing all that, you as a person evolve. And I think we often discount goals. It's like, oh, I didn't hit my goal. That was a waste. Like, you know, I failed. Like, man, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm saying that because I do that too. You know, I'm like, dang it. I set this goal and I didn't hit it. And I always have to recondition my mind because it's like, no, hold up. Think about all the work and all the effort you put into trying to achieve the goal. Yes, you fell short of a number or a thing, but you today is not you 2 years ago when you set the goal. You have developed new habits, new patterns, new mindsets, new ways of thinking about yourself, new boundaries, right? Speaking of that other question I asked, new boundaries for yourself. And so when you set career goals, it keeps you motivated. Well, I went off topic. It helps you evolve into a different person. But on topic is it also keeps you motivated and engaged in your work because there is something that you are actively working towards. When I have a goal that I'm working towards in my career, every day I wake up and I'm thinking, what do I need to do today to get to that goal? What activities do I need to engage in? What tasks do I need to take on? What do I need to say no to? Because I have a goal that I'm working towards. What am I saying yes to? Right? So when you set goals for yourself, you are actively engaged in your career. And I'm stressing this one out because one of the biggest causes of career dissatisfaction is lack of engagement, lack of motivation. When you find yourself doing work and you're like, I'm just going through the motions. I'm bored at work. I could do this in my sleep. I don't feel challenged. I'm not growing, I'm not developing skills, you will get dissatisfied and unhappy in that job very quickly. And so before you submit that job application, ask yourself, what are my career goals? And if the answer is, I don't know, then that's probably a sign that you shouldn't apply to that job just yet, but you should instead back up, do some reflection. I lost my words for a moment there. Do some reflection and ask yourself, what are my goals? What do I want to work towards in my career for the next 2 years? What do I want to achieve? What impact do I want to make on the world through my career? And then when you get clarity on those goals, then you can start job searching and applying to jobs, because then you can know, is this job getting me closer to or further away from my goals? Okay? Okay, y'all, so those are the four questions that I think you absolutely must answer before you submit another job application. If you're listening and you're like, I literally don't know the answer to any of those questions, then you should definitely check out my job search training. If you go to learn.jobsearchsimplify.com, learn.jobsearchsimplify.com. If you're here live, the link is in my Instagram bio. If you're listening on the podcast, I'll link it in the show notes. If you're watching on YouTube, it's in the description somewhere. But that is a training where I walk you through my four-step method for job searching. And in the very first module, because the first step of that method is called the simplified search. And to simplify your search, you have to get clarity. And so in the very first step, I walk you through how to get that clarity and what that looks like. So definitely check out that as a resource that will help you if you've been job searching and you've been applying to jobs, but you're like, I don't know why I'm applying to these jobs. I'm not getting callbacks. I go to interviews. It's not going well. I don't even know if I should apply to this job, right? Like, I don't even know if this is the right job for me. Definitely check out that training. It's a complimentary training. I think it will really help you. Nothing, I know, it will really help you rephrase and reframe how you approach your job search.